Wall Street prints fake shares, destroys companies, walks free. You've been told that the stock market is a meritocracy, that prices rise and fall on fundamentals, that innovation is rewarded, and that anyone can build wealth if they do their research. It's a comforting idea. It's also a dangerous illusion. Behind the tickers and charts lies a structure designed not for you, the ordinary investor, but for the institutions that built and maintain it. Hedge funds, market makers, and trading firms with faster information, privileged tools, and rules that bend in their favor. Once you see how the game really works, it's impossible to unsee. The system was never built for you. For retail investors, people trading from a phone or laptop, the market looks like a level playing field. But behind the screen, trades are already decided before your order even hits the system. Institutions have something you don't: speed, influence, and special exemptions. They can sell shares they don't actually own, a practice called naked short selling. When done in volume, these phantom shares flood the market with fake supply. Prices fall not because a company is weak, but because its stock is artificially diluted. This isn't theory, it's documented. And it's devastating to small and mid-sized companies that live or die by investor confidence. The SEC has fined major institutions over naked short violations. Goldman Sachs, for example, paid $2 million in 2007 for allowing clients to illegally short shares before public offerings without borrowing them. Wikipedia. The Phantom Game: How Fake Shares Cripple Real Companies. Here's how it works. An institution sells shares it doesn't own to another broker, creating IOUs. These IOUs trade like real shares, inflating volume. The price falls from the artificial oversupply. Retail investors panic and sell. The end result? The illusion of a free market begins to resemble a rigged casino. Robert Simpson bought 100% of the outstanding float of Global Links Corporation in early 2005, about 1.15 million shares for just about $5,200, and held them offline, in his sock drawer. Yet in the days that followed, over 60 million shares traded, nearly 60x the actual float. Reddit. This level of trading is physically impossible unless phantom shares circulated widely. Simpson's case is often cited as one of the clearest real-world examples of counterfeit share manipulation. Why don't CEOs blow the whistle? Because it's a career-ending move. Speaking out about market manipulation can scare off investors, trigger lawsuits, and invite regulatory retaliation. Many leaders know their company is under attack, but are forced to stay silent while watching their stock, and sometimes their business, be destroyed. The blue chip shield. So why do hedge funds keep winning? When hedge funds short small targets, they hedge their risk with blue chip stocks, Apple, Amazon, Nvidia, Google, not just as investments, but as collateral. Here's the pattern. They hold blue chip stocks for stability. At the same time, they short smaller companies using phantom shares. If their short goes bad and the stock rises, they dip into their blue chip holdings to cover their losses. This strategy works until it doesn't. If the shorted stock surges, even blue chip collateral can't save them. That's when you hear about short squeezes, a panic-driven scramble to buy back shares, sending prices rocketing upward. The entire system depends on keeping these smaller stocks suppressed. If prices are allowed to rise freely, the whole leverage house of cards starts to wobble. The SEC's regulation slaps on the wrist. At this point, you might be asking, where are the regulators? The answer is sobering. The watchdogs know. The SEC routinely fines hedge funds and trading firms for illegal shorting, market manipulation, and other abuses. But those fines are almost always a fraction of the profit made from the misconduct. It's the cost of doing business. Worse, the fines collected go back to the same system that failed to protect retail investors. For institutions, the equation is simple: commit fraud, pocket hundreds of millions, pay a fine that amounts to a small service fee, move on to the next game. The victims, everyday investors, and the companies themselves rarely recover. Example, Citadel Securities. In 2023, Citadel received a fine for $7 million for mismarking millions of short sale orders between 2015 and 2020, a violation of Regulation SHO. Reddit, Citadel executes 35% of U.S. listed retail volume, and 22% of all U.S. equities trades, SolutionsAtlantic.com. Rule 105 Enforcement. Between 2005 and 2024, 19 firms were fined for shorting during restricted periods before public offerings. Combined, they paid just $9 to $10 million in penalties and disgorgements, even though illegal profits were often larger. TheStreet.com. Galleon Management. Made over $1.04 million in illicit gains, paid about $1.95 million total in penalty plus disgorgements, SEC.gov. GLG Partners, gained over $2.2 million illegally, fined only $3.2 million, thestreet.com. Rule 105 Recent Case. Weiss Asset Management. Between December 2020 and February 2021, Weiss shorted securities and then participated in offerings of those same stocks, violating Rule 105. The SEC estimated $6.5 million in ill-gotten gains. Weiss paid only $200,000 penalty, plus disgorgement and interest, totaling about $6.9 million. SEC.gov. The Magic Eraser. Reverse splits. When manipulation goes too far and the short positions get risky, institutions have another trick. Force the company into a reverse stock split. A reverse split shrinks the number of shares on the market, multiplying the stock price while leaving the total value the same. It sounds harmless, but it does something extraordinary. Phantom shares vanish. Those IOU shares that were never officially issued and recorded? After a reverse split, they no longer exist on paper. It's a magic eraser for the people who created the mess in the first place. Retail investors, on the other hand, are left holding a position that almost always drops again after the split. When they want you gone. In extreme cases, the goal isn't just control, it's eradication. By hammering a company's stock price below $1, they threaten it with delisting from major exchanges, force repeated reverse splits, shatter investor confidence. Eventually, the company is forced into bankruptcy or becomes so toxic that no one will invest. Meanwhile, the short sellers walk away with profits and no trace of their phantom shares. The safe giants. This is why blue chips dominate. The giants, Apple, Google, Amazon, are seen as safe because they are safe for the system. They act as financial anchors. ETFs and retirement funds pour money into them. Hedge funds use them as collateral to short everything else. They benefit from inflows, algorithms, and passive buying. They're not the best because they started that way. They're the best because the system needs them to validate its manipulation. They are the collateral that makes the entire rigged game possible. Meanwhile, disruptive startups and emerging companies are suffocated before they can compete. A system by design. Here's the hardest truth of all. The market is not broken. It's working exactly as designed. A handful of institutions write the rules. Phantom shares and short positions are their weapons. Blue chips are their shields. The SEC applies fines that barely sting. The retail investor, the person who thought they had a shot, is left to play a game where the house always wins. Sidebar: SEC enforcement versus estimated illicit gains. Firm: illegal profit estimate, their profits and estimation fine settlement. Galleon Management: illegal profit estimate about $1.04 million. SEC penalty or settlement about $1.95 million. GLG Partners: illegal profit estimate about $2.2 million. SEC penalty or settlement $3.2 million. Weiss Asset Management: illegal profit estimate about $6.5 million. SEC penalty or settlement $6.9 million, including disgorgement. Various 19 firms, Rule 105, range between $27K to $2.6 million. SEC penalty or settlement about $9 million reported fines. Citadel Securities: illegal profit estimate unclear, large scale. SEC penalty or settlement $7 million for mismarking. What can you do? Understand the rules. Don't mistake the market for a meritocracy. When you trade, you are stepping into a game where information, speed, and leverage are stacked against you. If you know that, at least you can see the illusion for what it is. Because the first step to changing a rigged game is realizing you were never invited to play fair. This is not a conspiracy theory. It's the daily reality of how modern markets operate, and it will stay that way until people stop confusing access with fairness.